This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. You can text us, Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. As I remind you, Jason LaConfora, he is our Odyssey NFL insider. He joins at 9 o'clock. We'll ask him about some things around the AFC North, that's for sure. What's going on with some quarterbacks? What's going on here in Pittsburgh? Oh, yada, 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 all that kind of stuff. He has any insight as to who the general manager could be. We'll do that. But some doings in college football, that's for sure. You heard Adam in that update talk about Jordan Addison. And this dovetails into it in some regards, and we'll get into that in just a moment. But big doings yesterday. So this all spawns from, and it's been brewing for a while, two headstrong guys from West Virginia that just are at each other. And they used to be fast friends. They worked together at LSU, and that's Saban and Jimbo Fisher. So it's come to a head now, and this was a couple nights ago. Saban was at a banquet in Birmingham, and he said A&M bought all their players. And that's a certainty, and that's leaving, I mean, it's no room for interpretation. It's just A&M bought all their players, he said. Well, Jimbo Fisher, the coach of Texas A&M, he pretty much had, and I've never seen this in professional sports, college is professional sports. I've never seen this before. He had a Barstool-type emergency press conference that Dave Portnoy has whenever things go wrong at Barstool. Jimbo Fisher woke up yesterday in College Station, Texas, and called the SID and said, emergency press conference, tell the people to assemble. I got something to say. And among the greatest hits, as he is speaking directly to Nick Saban, is this.
Jimbo, SEC spring meetings are coming up, the media days in a couple of months, and then October 8th. What do you think that's is it going to be awkward?
And awkward about what?
When you have to face it or have to...
I don't mind confrontation. Live with it my whole life. Kind of like it myself.
Anything else? Rob, and then Travis?
Backing away from it wasn't the way I was raised.
Okay. A little bit more from Jimbo as he talks to Saban.
Listen, I'm going to tell you one thing. You can call me anything you want to call me. You ain't calling me a cheat. I don't cheat and I don't lie. So I learned that when I was a kid. If you did, the old man slapped you side of the head. Maybe somebody should have slapped him. Now you're fooling with their name. That don't. Fooling with Texas A&M's name, you're saying with those kids' name and our name. I'll put it with any of them.
Maybe no. Someone should have slapped him. I mean, there's more. There's definitely more.
Some people think they're God. Go dig into how God did his deal. You may find out about a guy that a lot of things you don't want to know. We built him up to be the czar of football. Go dig into his past or anybody that's ever coached with him. You can find out anything you want to find out, what he does and how he does it. And it's despicable.
Yeesh. Wow. I mean, Jimbo is going right for it. Now, how does this end? You know, this is the best story in sports. And I'm not just talking college sports. This is the best story in sports right now. You go hit a white ball around Oklahoma if you want. I don't care. This is it. This is the best story in sports. I seem to think that everybody is kind of cheating, if you will, with NIL one way or another.
This is all pot calling the kettle black. This is the biggest example of pot calling the kettle black that I've ever seen.
But Jimbo did say one more thing.
Would you like to see the collective that does support
I would like
A&M?
To find unified rules across this country to put things in place. What? That's what I want. But I don't know what those are. I'm not smart enough to figure it out. I don't know what the antitrust laws, all those bylaws. So the government needs to step in because these things here. And what's funny, in that talk, right before he said that about us, wasn't he soliciting funds from the crowd?
All right. Back to the sensationalism before the serious thing.
Right.
You know how this does end, guys? This ends with, and I like Jimbo even more today than I did yesterday before the emergency press conference. But everybody knows how this ends. October 8th, they play. And I believe it's in College Station,
about,
right?
No, Tuscaloosa.
Then even more.
About 7:30 that night, you think they meet around midfield?
This is how it ends. Saban just kind of gives them the brush off. And Alabama beats them 65-3. And Saban just lowers his head and walks in the locker room. That's how he operates. Yeah. I don't want that to happen. I want there to be a fist fight at midfield.
Braxton County, we're meeting.
I want the teams to come together. I want Jimbo to be held back and his shirt get ripped because someone's pulling him back. I want Saban to get that screaming. But how it ends is Saban beating him 65-3 and just walking off the field quietly. That's how it's going to end here.
That's the way it always seems to end.
Right?
Yeah.
What's crazy to me is that Nick Saban has had his way in college football for a very long time. He is wanted for nothing, including a staff that is just massive. Good for him.
And it's a coaching rehab place. Anybody that gets fired from the NFL, Marone was there. Everybody's there.
Steve Sarkisian's at Texas
Bill
now.
Bill O'Brien was there.
Yep.
Everybody goes there to rehab their career.
They have every single resource you could possibly want if you're winning in college football. And the second that anybody else, through whatever means, can get one over on him, Nick Saban is showing his backside here as the baby that he is. And I'm not saying that Jimbo Fisher's any better, but Nick Saban, it's not going your way, and now you're gonna bitch, moan, cry, and complain? Come on, tough guy.
I find it ironic, too, that he was saying, we got all our players the right way, we're doing this fairly. Weren't you just in the conversation for Jordan Addison? They came in like third place for him, I think. I had read that he was on his short list. That's going to obviously take some money to lure him over.
This is the SEC soap opera at its finest between these two. But what it does do is it calls into relief, brings to the forefront exactly what we're talking about with the NIL thing and how it's going to create. At some point, you're going to have the haves, the have mores, and the have lesses. And both of these programs are have mores. They're both in the SEC. They could be top five teams when they meet.
Listen to this part again, though. This to me.
That's what I want. I don't know what those are. I'm not smart enough to figure it out. I don't know what the antitrust laws, all those bylaws. So the government needs to step in because these things here. And what's funny.
All right, before he gets into safe. But he's right about that. It's take him, take Pat Narduzzi, take Saban, take all of these guys. God bless them. They're wonderful men. They are great. A lot of them are glorified gym coaches or school teachers, and they are there. They don't want to deal with this. They didn't sign up for this. You know what they signed up for? Tell me who the mic is, okay? Yeah. Tell me who that backer is. Or, all right, if you can create a mismatch, let's get out on the perimeter. They talk ball. They don't care about name, image, likeness. It has grown so fast that these guys have to deal with it because it's part of the recruiting game. They have to deal with it because it's what the athlete wants. They have to deal with it because it's how boosters make their schools gigantic. These dudes, honestly, they just want to coach ball. And they now get rich off of it, so they're in that world. But they don't want it.
Or at the very least, like recruiting has been for decades, they want some structure. They want some rules,
right?
Because you can only win the game if you know how what the rules are, right?
Or lose by so much,
right? And they want to, and to an extent, I think what Jimbo and a lot of people are saying is, well, no, we're not cheating because there are no rules.
Right.
You can't cheat if there aren't any rules, so we're not cheating. And that's all anybody's asking for. Give us a framework here. NCAA, I mean, dissolve it today. It serves no purpose to begin with, but even less now. Because this is the biggest issue in sports today, and they're unwilling to tackle it. Why do they even exist?
I don't feel bad for Nick Saban at all having to deal with this, though, or any of these coaches. For the millions of dollars they're making, Colin, I think you're right. Yes, they are glorified gym teachers, and this is well above their pay grade, but they're getting paid so swimmingly and handsomely that if you have to deal with new nuances that you've never had to deal with before, tough. Earn your keep.
But they got a guy to do that.
Or hire a guy. Yeah exactly.
But the thing is, they never envisioned for years, for generations, for the existence of college football, they never envisioned a system where it flipped where the player had the power. And now it's starting to get to that.
And that's what they don't like about it.
No, they don't like about it. It was legalized indentured servitude to some degree. And now it's totally a different system, especially with the ability to be vagabonds, as you can go and you can switch schools and change schools and do that. And the coaches are all now trying to grab on to each kid and pull them into where they are, and they're getting resistance. Kids have the power to say, no, I ain't going there. No, I'm right. not staying there. No, and it's not an under – well, I'll turn you in. What are you going to turn me in? It's illegal. I'm allowed to get paid this much money.
That's what I take away from this feud is just – I think this is coming from sensing a loss of control. These coaches of these huge Power Five schools, the Alabamas and Texas A&Ms of the world, they were king of the castle. They could do whatever they want, make the calls, get the players. Now you have other coaches being able, hey, the donors are better here. We're going to poach this player right from your program. And they don't love the idea that the player can make that decision and go do it.
There will have to be unified rules, though. He's absolutely right about that.
Yes.
There has to be a playbook. There has to be a guidepost. Something needs to be established that everybody plays by the same rules.
You have to have, like, a window where, okay, this is – and they do have some windows in place now, some – but it's so flimsy. I mean, you saw it on display with Jordan Addison. Jordan Addison didn't have to officially enter the portal to decide what he wanted to do. And that's fine. I got nothing against Jordan Addison and him getting paid. Good for him. Go get it while you can get it. But there's got to be a system and a framework that makes sense for everybody and still allows the players to capitalize on it.
But the problem, too, though, is nobody's playing. But even if you put the system in, then people will try to circumnavigate that system. Whatever system you put in, people will try to beat. Like,
you're right. But I think then what you get to is, again, if there are rules, we can tell when somebody's cheating because we know what the rules are. And if you get caught breaking them, well, there can be a punishment. Right now, we're so wild, wild west, there aren't even any rules, so there's no such thing as cheating. Really, there isn't.
Yeah, it's nuts. All right, 412-928-9370 is that number. Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Peters, or visit them online at southhillsjeep.com. Coming up, a PGA update we have to give you. The Steelers are in no rush to sign someone. And Zach Wilson, the quarterback of the Jets, he was kind of called out, but it spawns a much bigger conversation. And we get into all that coming up. That's before we talk to Jason LaConfora next here on the Fan Morning Show.
Adam Crowley here for the Bet Parks and Casino Sportsbook app. It is a huge sports weekend. Basketball playoffs, Golden State, a 6.5-point home favorite against Dallas. Game one, not competitive. And you got Dallas, they could not defend. They got bogged down on offense. They missed a bunch of open threes early. This game may tell the tale as to whether this series will be competitive or not. How about baseball? The Bucks, slight home dog against St. Louis. Starts old, reliable Adam Wainwright. That usually goes well for the Bucks. If you bet 100, you can win 130 if you do bet on Pittsburgh. Philadelphia, a slight home dog against the Los Angeles Dodgers after nearly sweeping them in a four-game series in L.A. last weekend. It's real easy to get the Bet Parks and Casino Sportsbook app wherever you get your apps. Oh, gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Only able to bet and get the app in Pennsylvania or in New Jersey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
All right, the Steelers, they're in no rush to sign someone, according to some reports out there, in a jersey that you wear, what you do with it, how you make it your very own. We dive into that before the hour's out. But right now, we need to bring you up to speed, PGA. Update brought, excuse me, I'm sorry about that. This update from Southern Hills Country Club brought to you by Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek, the best pro shop in town. Rory McIlroy, he's 5-under. He leads all by himself. He goes off at 236 today, as does Tiger Woods at 236, but he's nowhere near the top. He's 4-over. But among those top 10 or so, Zalatoris is a shot back, as is Merrill Hodge. No, some guy, Hodge. I don't know. Kuchar, who is minus 3, he's always right there. Answer and JT, Justin Thomas, are also two shots back of the leader, Rory McIlroy. Xander Schauffele at minus 2. He's in and around. And Cam Smith is also minus 2. What about Cam Smith's mustache? You like it?
I did a run. I don't think I've seen it.
Oh, man. It's real it's trashy.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Let me Google it.
Like, if you saw him walking down the street instead of walking down the fairway at a PGA event, you'd be like, I'm going to cross the street.
Look at that guy. Yeah. He kind of looks like a skateboarder.
Oh, no.
Did you see what my man John Daly put into his body?
Why don't you tell everybody?
21 cigarettes in 18 holes, 12 Diet Cokes, 6 packs of peanut M&Ms, and no ounces of water. And let me tell you something. As a former smoker myself, bad habit, kids. 21 cigs, my man had to get into a second pack in 18 holes. That is a significant amount of cigarettes in a short period of time.
What are the odds he didn't have a second pack and just bummed a couple?
Pretty high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if you're in the gallery at Southern Hills and John Daly walks up to you, hey, you got smoke?
For sure.
Yeah.
Caddy should definitely know by now.
That's true.
He's got a carton in his bag.
I wonder how he's going to deal with, because he's going to play today. He shot two shots better than Tiger. He was two shots better than Tiger. How he's going to play without drinking water like that? I mean, there's been times during his career where he's kind of got sick and not felt.
I wonder why.
Yeah.
Right.
I think that's baseline for him, though.
Yeah, that's just not good. Because wasn't it going to be like 90-some?
It's scorching today, I think.
Yeah. He's got to take some water in. Do we root for John Daly? Like, is that he's like the common man everybody roots for? I don't know. I do feel like I'm also on the outside where I'm like, I think the guy. Okay, that graphic was made yesterday. All right, and what did he say? It's 21 cigarettes, a 12 pack of Diet Coke, zero water. Right, and so he endears himself to the regular guy. I'm the bad person because I look at that and I go, that's disgusting.
I'm with you.
You know,
you're not a bad person. No, I look at
like
Daly.
People rally around that and go, "Oh yeah."
Well, for the entertainment value, like I tweeted out hashtag athlete, like because it's silly to me that somebody can be at the top of their sport and like it or not. John Daly is playing in the PGA. Like
right.
He's still one of the best golfers in the one of the 150 best golfers in the world. Right, that they can get to that point and somehow sustain that point, and Daly has. For the most part, over the last 30 years, sustained that place, despite 21 cigs and 12 Diet Cokes and 6 bags of M&Ms.
I just look at it a different way. I can't believe there's one human left on this earth that puts one cigarette in their mouth after everything that we know about cigarettes.
I agree with you.
I don't know. I'm there.
Smoking is sexy and cool.
Right. There's billboards that tell me so.
Yeah, right.
I mean, good for John Daly for keeping up, but it's just like, I can't believe... Not just one, but he smoked 21 cigarettes yesterday.
If I had a family member up to that type of behavior, there'd be an intervention.
How do you even find time to smoke 21 cigarettes during an 18-hole round of golf?
He's a slob.
The other part is, but I wonder if he smokes the whole cigarette or if he lights it, he does it as he's walking down the fairway.
One drag and puts it out in the green.
In a done. He puts it in the garbage when he's done with it or just puts it out.
He didn't have any, like... smoldering out of his mouth while he was ripping a shot, did he?
I don't know.
Nah, I don't know.
That'd be a hell of a photo. Daly just lining up for a putt, and he's got a cigarette half-ashing coming out of his mouth.
I did not watch much of the coverage. I wondered, did they make an effort to not show him smoking?
I don't know how they got the count. Must have been somebody in the gallery.
Somebody had to follow him.
Yeah.
Somebody with a ropes pass, because you can do that. Like, certain writers, when they credential at the majors... And then, now this is the PGA. It's different than the USGA. It doesn't have governance over the PGA. But they offer like media passes, and then you walk around, and then there's certain like interior, like ropes pass. Mm-hmm. Like you're underneath the ropes, like in with the caddies and stuff. And I bet somebody that had like one of those high end passes followed it and kept count all day. Had to. Where do you keep a 12 pack? You've got it wasn't in your bag. as a caddy, they had to get it from somebody the whole time, like at each tee box. So 12 times out of 18, he probably grabbed the Coke.
I can't wrap my head around having the time in between shots to drink a Diet Coke and smoke a cigarette. The Diet Coke's like one every hole or every other hole, and the cigarette's at least one a hole.
I haven't had 12 pops in 5 years.
Me neither.
Me too.
In 5 years, I haven't had 12 sodas.
I would agree with you on that. Me too.
I drink water, coffee, and beer.
Yeah. Me too.
Yes, Crowley, yes. You're speaking my language.
How did this guy not have... Did he stop and pee?
Right.
No, because there's no water involved.
You're peeing the Coke out.
The Coke.
Caffeine.
That's fuel for his body.
A pinnacle of wellness. Zero calorie drinks.
There it is.
Health and wellness.
There it is. All right, coming up next, the Steelers are in no rush to do something. And wait till you hear this, because I do think that it's a big, big, big story. Dunkin', the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. Go grab a Dunkin' whenever you get an opportunity. And it is going to be warm here. You heard that 90-some degrees? 90 tomorrow. Better make sure your air conditioner works. If it doesn't, Armstrong Comfort Solutions, that's who you need to call. It's very taxing on your heating and your air conditioner this time of year. It really is. And maybe it was on the fritz a little last year. Don't wait anymore. Armstrong Comfort Solutions, that's who you need to get in touch with. Use that tax return. It's a great time to do that. They'll beat any competitor's written quote to ensure you get the best deal, so make that call today. You call Armstrong Comfort Solutions or visit armstrongcomfort.com. DeCourcy now weighing in on the Jack Ham stuff. I mean, you know what? I like Mike. Good guy. Known him for a long time. But he's now weighing in. It's amazing people who should know better declare Jack Ham or Bob Cousy couldn't perform in the modern game and assume they couldn't find the way to the weight room, the nutritionist, the skills coach, and all other enormous advantages granted today's athletes. Absurd. Quote tweets, Mike, comma, you're late to this, period. Tweet.
It's a great story for this time of year, though. While we're sitting around waiting for OTAs to start,
you can just do a rotating cast of players.
We could talk about this for weeks.
Oh,
let's
do
Franco next week.
It's been exactly 48 hours.
Shelby just had the line of the show. Did you hear what she said? Let's do Franco next week. Oh my gosh,
just pick one for every week of the offseason.
You guys think 66 could play in today's game?
Next week, Honus Wagner, good or not? Hell, he could play shortstop for the Pirates now.
Put him in.
Where's he buried?
I mean, dig him up, yeah. Just put him out there Weekend at Bernie's style.
No.
Sorry. Crowley, bring me up to speed here. Who was this? What's his name that used to cover Florida? Jeremy Fowler covered Florida. They covered the Steelers before. What's he saying here about Minka?
He's saying the Steelers are making it a priority, but they're in no rush to get this done. But he also said that the Steelers set the precedent last year by giving TJ Watt the $80 million guaranteed, that maybe they will go that route with Minka and give him more guaranteed money than just the signing bonus, which is what they've normally done.
I mean, they have to. They don't have much of an option here. You either, I don't want to say you acquiesce to everything Fitzpatrick's agent is asking for, but you don't have much of a choice in this day and age. If a star player wants guaranteed money, you're going to have to give them some guaranteed money above and beyond the signing bonus.
This is the easiest thing to read. This happens because they are in no rush is relative, right? Some people could read that. If you wake up today and you live in San Bernardino, California, or you live in Laredo, Texas, or somewhere in Colorado, and you go, oh my gosh, they're in no rush. The Steelers are in no rush to sign Minka Fitzpatrick. He could hit the open market, whatever. If you're a Pittsburgher, you open this up and you go, they're in no rush. You know what that means? He's going to sign it on the way to the plane, on the way to the last preseason game or whatever. Like, it's all relative. This is what DeCastro did.
Right.
This is what a million other people did.
And you know what else we'll get all summer? Well, is he going to be ready?
Right.
Just like we did with TJ last year. Is he going to be ready? How's he going to be? Oh, I don't know. He'll be fine. He'll go to practices. He'll do that little quick feet through the ladder drill thing on the ground. It'll be good. Don't worry about it. Minka's going to be fine, like you said, Colin. They'll get the contract done before week one, and we'll all go forward.
So by no rush, it means that. By no rush, the Steelers' way. Question here, though, on the table, I think. whether it's Hunt, whether it's Khan, whether it's one of the outside guys, so to speak, is it antiquated that they don't negotiate with players once the season begins? That it's the shop is shut as soon as camp is done? Because that has been something that people have said for years. Well, why don't you do that? I kind of, you know, I'll flip-flop on this. At first, I thought, well, you should go into I kind of like the fact that they've held to this. Because what true business does get done during the season contractually that can't get done beforehand or after? And it can be a distraction tool. One, is it antiquated? And two, is it more of an art two thing that it doesn't matter who the GM is? It's not getting reversed anyway.
I don't mind it. I think all that can really come of contract negotiations during the season, aside from getting a deal done, is hurt feelings and distractions. And that's sort of why this was put into place as it was. And it was a Dan Rooney thing. And I think that is the top of the top. I don't think you're going to have someone come in and change something that Dan Rooney put in place back in the 90s when you're doing it to avoid the distractions.
They're probably always going to do it this way. And I guess I have no problem making the occasional exception to the rule. Like, if whether it's T.J. Watt, Minkah Fitzpatrick, whoever it may be, if you have something that doesn't get done before week one, I'm okay, you know, taking care of business once the season starts. Like, I don't have to have that. Now, if you always have that hard deadline and the exception is rare, that much better, because you're still imposing that artificial deadline and creating the momentum or the impetus to get it done before a certain time so that you're not letting it linger into the season.
I don't think it's cost them a single guy.
That is exactly why. Go with that, Crowley, because that's, to me, show me who it, and again, I used to be the other way. It's antiquated. It's old school Rooney. It's drive a Buick, you know, from 1985. And it's that. It's walk to church each day, whatever. Old school kind of stuff. And are they being left? Who is it leaving behind?
The only guy you could make the argument with is Le'Veon Bell, but I think you can also turn that on its head and say, can you imagine if they were trying to negotiate with that guy in season, the distractions that would have caused?
Right.
So it hasn't cost them a single player. Then you don't have to deal with it hanging over your head the entire season. I think it's a great policy, and it's been, I think, an asset to them more than a hindrance.
Plus, all the agents now are big pooled resources that are big agent houses. All right. It's not like there's a bunch of new agents in the game. There are places where people have pooled resources to make these super agent kind of places. Everybody has people in there that know how the Steelers work. It's not like some new tactic. It's an old tactic that people simply know that's how the Steelers operate. So, you know, they're not surprising anyone.
Explain to me though, Adam, how you think it's a benefit. I don't think it's driving anybody away, but do you think anybody looks at that and says, oh, I'd much rather deal with the Steelers than team XYZ because I know I've got to get it done by week one?
Well, look at the distraction that there was last year, whether it was internal or external, about TJ Watt leading into the season.
Right.
If that carries over into the year, I think it's just a huge pain in the butt, because now you're talking about TJ Watt. Well, he's hurt. And he's setting the sack record. Okay, what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Right.
And I think it hangs over the head of the season, and I don't think it benefits anybody. Whereas if you have that stop dead deadline, well, guess what? It's going to get done. And if it doesn't, sorry, play football. We'll figure it out next year.
Like Hayward, I don't think it would have affected, right?
Yep.
But still, you do have that. It's in week three. It's in week five. Is he going to get a contract? Is he not? And then also, you know, what if a guy – there can be values of the contract affected after the season's played.
Oh, absolutely.
I think, greatly.
I mean, look at T.J. Watt as that perfect example. It in reality, could benefit players in the sense of T.J. Watt got hurt week two, week three, what was it? Very early on. And my first thought when he went out of that game was, good thing they got that deal done, because who knows how serious this is and if that would impact how much money they're willing to pay him.
Right. Oh, no, it's a great point. Jason Luckin for a top of the next hour. We talked to him. Can't wait to do that. More Penguin talk as well. Something is just, it just feels off with Ron Hextall. We dive back into that at 9:30. Jerseys, a talk about and a discussion about jerseys we have to have in light of something that appeared on television yesterday. That's next. Jason LaConfora, top of the next hour, Odyssey Sports NFL insider. He'll join us top of the next hour. LaConfora, famously, I love talking to Jason. He's great, gigantic Orioles fan, but also probably 50% of the time we talk to Jason, there will at some point be Jason asking his dogs to be quiet or his dog barking in the background. So, dog in the background barking, yes or no, Crowley?
I'll go yeah.
Shelby?
Do you like it?
I am amused by it.
Are you asking yes or no if
yes,
I like it?
Yes, Willie. Will it happen?
Oh, yes.
Yes, Chris?
Yeah, I think we'll get it.
I think we'll get a off in the distance bark. So everybody be listening for that. What's your vote, yes or no? 412-928-9370. Will his dogs bark in the background? One time he goes, excuse me, guys. He's like, hey, come on. That was the best one. That was the best
guys,
one.
Guys, come on.
Yeah. Come on. You just got it. I'm on the
like
phone.
Like, they're going to listen.
Right.
Yeah.
You know? All right. I almost said Shea Stadium, but whatever it's called, Citi Field. Zach Wilson, the Jets quarterback yesterday. So he went to the Jets and the Mets. He went to the Mets game yesterday, and Keith Hernandez thought he had a Mookie Wilson jersey on.
Ah.
But he had on, it was not number one, it was a different number, so it wasn't a Mookie Wilson jersey. He had on his own personalized jersey, Crowley. I'm reading this right, because I saw it on Twitter when it all happened, just after it happened. And Keith Hernandez was not necessarily beside himself. He couldn't wrap his head around what was happening, though.
Yeah, you're a real loser if you are in your 20s and your name's on the back of a jersey.
Was it given to him?
That was the thing. Did he throw out like the first pitch before and maybe the Mets gave it to him?
That has to
or
be
it was
it,
like
right?
The Mets were on a caravan
You'd
or something
hope.
And he was part of it. Or as part of a welcome to town, he went on some TV show. Like, hey, this is from the Mets. I don't think he went to...
Yes, it was a gift for sure.
Right. He went to Modell's or whatever and had it made up. But... I look at your own name on the jersey. People are free to do what they want. I'm not like Steigerwald, right? Do what you want. But name on the jersey is about the same threshold of age as bringing your glove to the game. Like, if you got your own name on a jersey, it falls right around 11, 12 years
what
old.
What if it's a gift?
Okay. This could put you in a tight spot. Like, let's say you bought your dad a pirate jersey with number whatever.
Yeah.
And it said Cassessi on the back. Mm-hmm. He'd have to wear it because you bought it for him. But would he really want
exactly.
to wear it is the question.
Probably not.
No,
yes.
The move then is to get that framed and put it up on the wall in the game
okay.
room.
Okay. So
you wear something else.
And then it's
else.
Like, I wanted to preserve it.
Exactly.
I wanted to look at it every day.
Right. And I don't have
Great
to wear
gift.
It in public.
Man.
They're also so expensive. Okay, what's worse? Someone who is too old to be doing this wearing another player's jersey with, you know, Watt or whatever, or the personalized jersey wearing that?
Oh, nobody's ever too old to wear a jersey.
I've heard this commentary
before. Yeah, from Steigerwald, probably. You know what I think is a jersey foul that isn't talked about enough? They should only sell the jersey in the size or up to the size of that actual man. That is to say, if you are like 380 pounds, you shouldn't be able to buy a Roethlisberger. Conversely, they shouldn't sell like a Casey Hampton in a men's small. It should only be on or about the same size of the
Even
person.
For little kids?
Yeah. I find
little
it
kids
odd.
Walking around in a triple X big snap
no,
jersey?
No. Proportionate to little kids. Little kids okay. I'll give a pass to.
Okay.
But like I always found it weird when I used to go to tailgate parties with my pals all the time that you'd have like the biggest, most gigantic guy and he'd have
in a Heinz Ward jersey.
Yeah. Or a Roethlisberger jersey.
A Jack Ham jersey, perhaps.
Or a Plexico. And it should just be like, no, your favorite player is supposed to be Donald Evans or, you know.
Donald Evans.
Right. You can't have
Walter Abercrombie.
Right. Well, not even because he's a running back. It's supposed to be, you know, Casey Hampton or a banger. You can't have a Ben jersey or you can't have a Lev Bell jersey. And conversely, this like Crowley, you're not a real big guy.
Nah.
You can't walk in with the Aaron Smith.
Snack.
Like, if you had the Aaron Smith jersey, I go, what are you doing?
Yeah, this guy's your hero? Why?
Right.
What are you out there on the flag football field holding up two blockers here? Two linemen?
I don't know.
Maybe
I'm weird that way.
Maybe he appreciates good defense.
I'm weird that
You get
way.
The Calvin Austin jersey, Crowley.
See? Right. Like that. You can't get the Liao. What's my man's name?
Yeah.
DeMarvin.
DeMarvin Liao. You yeah, can't
my,
go with
not
that.
Not my speed.
Right. You'd have to get the Calvin Austin jersey.
So I'd have to get like a Bo Bennett Penguins jersey.
You don't get hurt all the time.
Are you? I was going to say, are you hurt all the time?
I missed my first day of work with illness. I think
you did.
Jake Guentzel jersey, maybe.
Uh-huh. Right.
Theo yeah. Fleury.
Shelby yeah. has a thing, though. You can't the jersey, the last name on the jersey.
I truly don't. But I was wondering, because I've heard that conversation
who, on
a
this
lot.
Station?
I don't remember. I've heard it enough that it's in my mind as something that people talk about a lot, that apparently, you know, if you're X age, you shouldn't be wearing jerseys.
Well, Steigerwald has lots of thoughts. I mean, he wouldn't even approve you being on the air. You're a woman. What are you doing talking about sports?
Shots fired.
I mean,
he wonders if you're allowed to vote.
Yeah.
Or how did you get here? Did somebody drop you off?
Who let this dame out of the kitchen?
Did you drive? All right.
Tom had to bring me here at 3:30.
Is there just that you're never? You could tell anybody that buys a number 69 jersey, you know all about them, right?
Same person that would steal the sign.
Yep. Same person that would steal a stop sign. Right. Puka shells, all the whole thing.
Martavis Bryant, but with 420 underneath.
Yes. So we know that whole jersey. If you get a number, if you are wearing a number 69 jersey in any sport, anything, I see you from across the tailgate. I know what you're all about at the tailgate
yep.
party. I know exactly what that guy's about. There was one point in my life where I kind of maybe wanted to curiously hang with that guy to hang. Now I couldn't be further away from that person.
You know what? That guy's also not doing much of that, so. Come on. Are women really with a guy like that?
Finn Weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet.
I'm done.
A great deal on a newer pre-owned vehicle. Great service, too. You're going to find it. Sun Chevrolet. Thunderstorms today. They give way to clouds. High of 86. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.